Burnaby, BC.
Testing 1, 2, 3. This is Danny Nesvetterani, your host for this hour of Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you all so much for tuning in tonight. We have a mixed bag of cassette tapes for all of you that kind of all go in very different directions. And that's kind of how I wanted this episode to go. So without further ado, let's get into it. We have the first tape of the night here. This one is from a band by the name of Elephant's Child from Burnaby, BC. Back in 1992, I wasn't able to find like a whole lot of information on them. When it comes to like the liner notes of the tape, it says here all songs written by the Elephant's Child except Indigo, which is by Mom. And also, I don't see a track called Indigo here, so that is also interesting. It says Dej on guitar and vocals, Rod on bass and vocals, and we got Chris on drums and vocals. This is from their album with the name of Noise in the Human Environment, and we have it here to play for all of you. So let's start with the first track of the night. This one is titled Come Home by The Elephant's Child, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you all so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy. We'll be right back. We're back with Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. That track was from a band by the name of The Elephant's Child from 1992. It was titled Come Home, and we're going to go into the next track. This one's titled Tonight. Let's see what this one is about. Track was titled Tonight, once again by The Elephant's Child. And you know, looking into this band, I mean, looking into is honestly a pretty loose term in this sense, because I actually wasn't able to look into anything, because I can't find anything about The Elephant's Child other than the fact that they are from Burnaby. There's a phone number here, but oftentimes when I've tried to call phone numbers from 1992 from music in the archives here at CJSF, and yes, I have tried this before, the call does not go anywhere. Oftentimes that number is just not being used by anyone. It's not tied to any property or person. So yeah, I'm not going to try that. But one thing that's interesting is that this album was recorded and mixed at Mushroom Studios in Vancouver. And that is a studio that I've seen pop up a lot in the archives when it comes to local music here in Burnaby or Vancouver. It's interesting, too, because it's not just like sort of niche stuff as well. Like you have artists like Skinny Puppy that are pretty big that have done albums through Mushroom Studios as well. So, yeah, a lot of interesting things to discover. If you know anything about this album, please let me know. You can reach out to our Instagram, analogarchives__ on Instagram, and please let me know because I'm so curious. There's one full name here, and that is the engineer for this album, Blair Kalibaba. So if you're listening, Blair, or if you know Blair, let me know. Anyways, this next track, titled Don't Listen, once again by The Elephant's Child, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you for tuning in.
What you made, it ain't worth the price you paid. Don't listen to me. Yeah. Still young. Words you need come from things you want to be. Nothing here, love or life. You're so young.
Okay, you are tuned into Analog Archives only on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Danny, your host for the hour. And I want to thank you all so much for tuning in thus far. Those were a few tracks from a band by the name of The Elephant's Child. Interesting stuff. I was pretty into those set of tracks, but if you know anything about The Elephant's Child, or maybe you saw them play back in 92, let me know. Again, would love to know this. And coming up next is a tape from an artist that I had never heard of before. I mean, that is sort of the MO of this show. Terror T and the Beat Assassinator. I had no idea who this was. I had no idea what this was. And I put it on, and it's hip-hop. I mean, Terror T and the Beat Assassinator is a pretty hip-hop name. But I was kind of surprised by it. You know, it is very interesting and kind of off kilter, and some of the bass is just very like in your ear in a way that I enjoyed, and I hope you do too. Anyways, we're gonna be playing a few tracks off of their tape titled The Life and Times from I believe 1990, but there wasn't a lot of information on it, so yeah, let's just go from here. This next track is titled, I believe, The Life and Times Amazing Bass. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in and hope you enjoy.
Back, your strategy is hopeless, your plans are whack. Don't tell me what to do, I got a mind of my awake yet, sucker?
That was Amazing Bass by Tara T in the Beat Assassinator. And coming up next, we have another track from that same tape, The Life and Times. But I was actually able to find some information that I wanted to share about Tara T in the Beat Assassinator off of the website Citizen Freak, which is a great resource for sort of niche out there Canadian music. Provides a lot of interesting descriptions, but not just that, but actual audio files. And there's an album here of theirs that I don't believe we have here in the archives, but is here. I believe it was a CD, and I think it's ripped. How many tracks is it? 21 tracks. Yeah. Okay. Either way, there is a little description here, and it says that coming straight out of Vancouver, Canada, Tara T in the Beat Assassinator had already previously released two cassettes in the 1990s. This was the first and only CD by Noisy Records. DJ Sound War champion and the first female to release a rap album in Canada west of the Rockies, Tara T was pioneering, but more importantly, a hardcore rhyme master. The Beat Assassinator chopped up drums, instruments, and the funk to create the super solid backdrop. Enjoy. All these tracks were created with an old-school Casio FZ1 sampler, Alesis MMT8 sequencer, a Fostex G16's reel-to-reel machine, and mixed on a Studio Master Series 3 24-channel console, if memory serves. Additional sounds, wah-wah guitar, bass, Heathkit, tone generator, percussion, were also sparingly applied, and mixes were recorded to a Casio DA7-DAT tape machine. The Simple Days. We have Tara T on lyrics and production, and the Beat Assassinator on music, engineering, mixing, and production, recorded at Noisy Studios. So that whole description was for an album that I do not have accessible. The album is titled Straight from the Get-Go. And yeah, interesting stuff. Okay, let's keep it going with The Life and Times by Tara T and the Beat Assassinator. This one is titled PMCR. Hope you enjoy.
It all started 12 p.m. at noon the day. I was listening to a friend to hear what he had to say, and to my surprise, he told me when he and a few of the guys were hanging about, the cops pulled sprung out from every angle. The place was just crawling, and the scene that happened next was far more than appalling. I was so mad when I heard finally to be absurd. Couldn't figure the reason. Did they find the shit poison? I just don't know why. Put the power in the hands of a guy who's got ability but not responsibility. The mallet always coming down like a sledgehammer, sending you to the jailhouse slammer. It went like so. They were at a party. A stayed sober, whereas J had some Bacardi. It was getting pretty rowdy and quite late. Police would arrive shortly. They find no need to wait. So the house and the joint for making a point to keep away from the bad side, though they had nothing to hide. Standing in the crowd, just plain and cool, standing proud. Then it got loud. Confusion and chaos began to reign. The dilemma that followed could be proclaimed insane. Here it is. Figure this. 2 a.m, the police roll by, giving you a warning, trying to break up a mess, get hold and possess all the drunken droids in a smart-ass dress. Cuffed a young who then started to run away from the sound, but was soon knocked down. A false reality, or could this be real? Who do they think they are? What's the deal? No sooner had they grabbed him back when two more cops jumped in and beat the shit with his legit hands behind back. Could not defend, that ain't allowed. Step forth a member from the crowd who was screaming like a bitch's friend, the one in the ditch. How sick it is you are that you have to pick little punks to attack with your nightstick. You claim you're serving justice, want violence to stop, when you're the ones creating it. Dispatch with gun equal cop. One cop extremely bloodthirsty, out to have fun, heard the complaint and pulled his gun. Here the picture froze. Ace and J soon then rose to their feet, trying to be discreet. Pacing on the sidewalk, the two have been walking along, singing a blues song, trying to escape just to max and relax. But once they landed a step closer, a cop began to tax. This was because Ace's car was down the road, past the bend, asked if he could get to it, tried to be a friend. But what's the use if a cop ain't happy, because he's gonna turn around and start getting snappy. Liz is more ass, go the fuck another way. I'ma tell you right now, just leave, okay? Ace was getting mad, his eyes started to fog up, so he raised his hand to the car to show him what's up. Know what happened next? It's called a policeman's delight. The cop's dog jumped up and began to bite into his hand. Ace lost all feeling, but the pains he shot through only slightly revealing the unbelievability of the justice system. Why should he have had to be such a helpless victim? He glared at the cop with a look on his face, telling the man silently that he was a disgrace. Well, the cop didn't care. He said, now you're gonna get it. This dog will rip you apart. So Ace turned to Janet. But Mr. P-O-L-I-C-E grabbed him by the hair so he could not break free. Then from in front or behind, a bang and a crash, and then some a flashlight beat the mother's son. You serve injustice, want violence to stop, when you're the ones creating it, does bachelor's gun equal cop? Ace was then cuffed and pushed aside, as Jay watched his friend keep up his pride. Though his head was bleeding, a fresh slit above his eye, it was stinging like a pig, but he was a tough guy. So Jay stepped in to ask what you arresting him for, but the answer was much more than he bargained for. Same as you, the cop replied. Then the dog's leash, the police untied. The dog went crazy, ripped the tearing with glee, the sensitive muscle tissue from around Jay's knee. Then it made him back off, so it released and stopped. I think the cop thought that that was enough to keep him out of trouble, but entertained for the night. This man was a devil, something just wasn't right. Vicious, vicious, but lay ahead with stitches, stitches in the head and lots of rest in bed. All because of a man with authority and a gun wanted to use his position to have some personal fun. Jay and Ace spent only one night in jail, looking a mess but got out without bail. Decided it was time to set the facts straight, so they set out to write a formal debate. But seriously, who do you think they're gonna listen to? Two team and teams or a policeman? Fool, don't you understand you can never win, but you just pray and hope it doesn't happen again. Department on the grounds of assault and battery. Found not guilty.
Let's do one last track. This is Analog Archives once again, and this is Danny speaking, your host for the hour. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, and the last track was PMCR by Terror T and the Beat Assassinator, and we're gonna end off this tape with one last track. It's titled Rappin' Rhythm Rhymin'. Once again by Terror T and the Beat Assassinator. Stay tuned.
You and now for a blast from the past.
My Beat Assassinator. He's looking greater. Cutting like a crossfader. He's the Terminator. Devastator. And creator. Oh, the pumping beat. That makes you move your feet. Keeps you off the street. That makes you so elite. The faces in your face. Moving the